סוף זם, מים שנשתנו מהרעים בימת מתעצנו, בימת מזבר של נפל לתויכם, בימת מתמקוימן, פסולם. We learn out מטילס ידיים from the keel, the body of water that was in the keel in the base of Mikdash, and those ones have to be natural water color, clear. Doesn't make a difference how the color changed. If it was sitting in a keel for a long time and some type of algae or whatever grew in it gives it a greenish color, or any other way, a dye coming and getting mixed into it, as long as it does not have the natural color of water, it's possible. But if it has mud mixed into it, that's not considered shinui mare, and could be seen as success, because that's a natural state of water in a river or wherever that has a certain amount of mud mixed into it, and also it's just a temporary state, it's not really colored. So until it settles, it looks discolored. For these reasons, sometimes you open up the sink and the water comes out white. Just because there's bubbles of air or other gases that are mixed into it, it's also proportional to your diet. So as we said, you have to make sure the color is clear. If somebody dips his hands into a mikveh, so then it's totally the mikveh is kosher or not. And in certain circumstances, the color would not possibly be by a mayon, a natural well spring. Any type of change in color is not effective, and therefore if you toggle your hands into mayan or a spring, in this kosher is base. Also, by mayan melofa or shishol ben pita, the person used the water to do something with, or he soaked his bread in the water, which is a type of melofa also, it is possible. The idea behind it is it's considered waste matter. Once he's used it already, it was used water. That's the fresh water. And sinan yayin ba mayim, so if you want to cool off wine by putting it in water, it's also considered malacha. Here's even a bigger solution because the water is pretty passive. You just put the bottle of wine in it, but even so, since it was used for a purpose to make something better, it's also considered a malacha. Mr. Brewer says, if the wine was cool, you want to just retain its coolness, then it's alright. That's not considered a tumah. You just retain the presence. If you put fish into it so they shouldn't die, that's not a malacha. You just created a habit there. He washed off different kelim, then to clean the Lord. Also, the word comes possible. The same thing if you washed off fruits and vegetables. The same thing. If it was clean before you did it, and you just want to rinse it off before you eat it, or before you use it clean, then it is acceptable. Machlekes achreinim, if you soaked lettuce in it so they shouldn't dry out, that's considered more rough. Another example of psulin is that if you use the water to be a counterweight in a scale, even though the water stays the way it was, but since it's been used as a counterweight in the scale, it's also considered a malacha, and it is false. If these kelim were washed already or clean, even though you just want to rinse them off to keep them shining or whatever, or washed, that's not considered malacha, that's alright. The baker dunked his bread or roll into it, it's possible, it's also considered malacha. If the person put his hands into the water just to take out some water and then smear it around the bread, or took in his palm a handful of water and used it afterwards, that's not considered malach, because there's no malach done with the remaining water. They just took water out of it. After the baker worked the dough and rinses out his hand, and the water is not considered doing the malacha because the assumption is his hands are clean. And the Taz says the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that, and proves from the Rambam that it's also considered malacha. There are many afraid of the machla about that. If you're washing your hands, they're already clean, and you're just washing them for whatever reason you want, then it's not a problem. Surely if you're just putting your hands in to take something out, it's not a problem. But if you want to clean the hands, then the remaining water is considered mayim shenasa de malacha. Thank you.